I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is. Last night, we were scheduled to talk about Color Purple at the Gateway Film Center.
But the film center is closed, as we learned.
You got it.
People are looking for things to view.
Great.
At home.
Great.
Maybe in honor of the Gateway Film Center, you check out Steven Spielberg's The Color Purple.
Yeah. We're talking mid-80s.
1985.
This thing is creeping. It's so old.
Yeah.
So how can it be possibly good for people who are shut in and trying to be uplifted?
Well, it's Steven Spielberg, number one.
All right.
And this is a really interesting point in his career. He has proven to be, at this juncture in his career, in 1985, one of the most successful commercial movie directors of all time.
Sure.
He's got Jaws under his belt. Yep. He's got Close Encounters of the Third Kind under his belt. He's got E.T.
Yeah.
I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Thank you.
This was a big deal at the time because it was Spielberg, known as Wunderkind, attempting to adapt a really serious novel.
Alice Walker. The astonishing fact is he's white. Color Purple is filled with black folk.
We were less racially sensitive to that kind of thing back then. Spielberg, obviously Jewish, so not entirely unfamiliar with discrimination. You know, there was some controversy back then about him directing the movie, but Alice Walker approved, felt like she was in good hands.
Yeah. He had Whoopi, he had Oprah, Danny Glover playing a bad guy.
Right, right.
I mean, you had a lot of good things going just with the cast. Both Oprah and Whoopi got Oscars.
You know, when you look back at this movie, it's not perfect. Spielberg tones some things down, like there's a lesbian relationship. Yeah. I don't know.
They do kiss in the movie.
They do.
Thing about that kiss, it's more about Whoopi Goldberg's character coming out to love as opposed to it being a gay love.
Yeah.
It's a different kind. Nobody could be offended, and you could sense that there was something more going on here than just a physical relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. The central tenet of the novel, though, comes through here, which is these women banding together and creating their own rich tapestry of communication and life in the shadow of their abusive relationships with men.
It's not about white versus black. It's all about paternalism, and it's about something that's racially neutral. Paternalism around the world, and this is an egregious case of it. Danny Glover is over the top in his abuse.
So
there is a different kind of...
It's hard to say over the top. Now, I mean, looking back, it probably was not over the top. When you look historically at these kind of things. What's interesting is where this movie is situated in Spielberg's career.
Yes.
Looking at Spielberg for the next few weeks and some of the greatest films like Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Schindler's List was yet to come.
Yep.
Munich.
As you look at 1985 and you see how astonishingly impactful it is, it's like Schindler's. It's like Shawshank. You can't talk to anybody who hasn't heard about it and seen it and was affected by it.
A lot of people have forgotten this movie. 1985, that's what, 35 years ago?
Oh, gosh.
Where it's situated in everybody's career, it made Oprah Winfrey a viable acting force.
Oh.
She never really realized her full screen potential.
No, and she didn't need to. And the same with Whoopi, who downplays her personality in this.
Never really went on to capitalize on the dramatic sort of weight she registers here.
Or do the roles like this come by only once? You take them and you go with it.
I don't know. I would think when you're in an Oscar caliber movie like this, you follow up on that. You don't end up on The View, you know?
Well, unless you have enough money in the bank, you're slightly a feminist. So The Color Purple would indicate to you the gorgeous cinematography here.
Yeah, that's an interesting juxtaposition, right? So Spielberg does bring that visual against this really picturesque backdrop.
Yes.
You have all this suffering and abuse happening.
And you know, visually, it is a bit sanitized.
He debated whether or not to shoot it in black and white.
Oh, I'll bet.
Which he saved for Schindler's List, which is probably a better choice.
It would have been a great night for us.
Yeah.
At the Gateway Film Center.
Missed the film center.
Yeah, they would have been transfixed, our audience. Two white guys talking.
Waxing eloquent about Spielberg's adaptation of Alice Walker. Come on. We will revisit some other Spielberg movies. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto, keeping their social distance. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.